Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get ready for a whole lot more Bill Belichick in your life. Maggie and Perloff right here on Infinity Sports Network. Bill Belichick, big article drops yesterday on ESPN. Perloff kind of outlining why he didn't get hired in this cycle. So now he's going into the media. He's going to be on all the draft coverage with Pat McAfee. We're about to get some of the secrets maybe from Bill Belichick if he'll pull back the curtain. But this is where I really want to start with Belichick. And I'm curious if you agree with me on this. So he gets painted in this article yesterday like he got done dirty by Robert Kraft. That Robert Kraft called or spoke with Arthur Blank, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, when Belichick had done two interviews with the Falcons. He was down the road. He thought he was getting the job. He thought he was getting the job, and he was blindsided by the fact that Raheem Morris got the job. The idea that Robert Kraft is the villain and Belichick is the victim here because Kraft said Belichick is hard to work with and you're not going to have warm conversations with him and he's somebody who, you know, can be duplicitous and things like that. I'm sorry. Where's the lie? Like, Belichick's been telling us who he is for 40 years, you know, 20 plus years in New England. You can't be a jerk to people. You can't be ornery. You can't have this, you know, my way or the highway mentality. And then get upset when somebody who worked closely with you for two decades tells someone else, hey, that's what Bill is like to work with. How is he surprised by this?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with him not being warm and cuddly. He said he's not trustworthy. They're completely different things. Like saying he's a liar. See, everyone knows Bill Belichick is not going to walk in the morning, give you a big hug and say, how was your night last right night?
Yeah. But case of the Mondays.
But I think it's a way different thing when Robert Kraft says, don't trust him. That's saying like he's going to screw you behind the scenes. And I think that specifically with the Falcons meant he's going to fire everybody. That's what he was talking about. But still, I think that's a pretty damning thing to say you're not trustworthy. That's a real thing. No one cares that Bill Belichick is not warm and cuddly.
Right, right.
He's basically saying he's going to screw you over.
Well, it was both things, right? That he's not going to be great in the building, kind of intimated that. And yes, that maybe he's not telling the truth that he's going to work well with the rest of the executive team. But here's my question. Why do we assume Robert Kraft is lying about this? Why do we assume that he doesn't have receipts and that he doesn't have any kind of, you know, working history with Belichick that would lead him to be telling the truth? Now, people jump to the fact that they think Kraft is being petty here because he doesn't want to see Bill succeed outside of New England like Tom Brady did. Right. Listen, all Robert Kraft did was give Bill Belichick power. All he did was pick Belichick over Brady, give him the keys to the kingdom, let him run the franchise basically with no interference for over 20 years, and reportedly was paying him $25 million a year, to boot. I don't see how Kraft becomes the villain here. Because why? Because he let Belichick have a run of the place?
Well, no. I mean, if you're saying, of course he let Bill Belichick run the place. The guy won six Super Bowls for him. What conversation? Of course he's going to let him run the place. But Kraft definitely comes off as kind of like, he definitely puts himself in some waters that he doesn't want to be in, saying that he called another owner and says, don't trust this man, which is code for don't hire him.
Well, they said that both guys were doing background checks, checking references on each other. So Belichick was checking references on Arthur Blank, and Arthur Blank was checking references on Belichick, which I would expect them to do. I guess this to me, and I don't want to source guess here, but this to me had all the makings of a guy like Belichick who felt very burned by the documentary that came out that painted him in a non-favorable light, and that had, you know, the Krafts at least were tangentially part of that documentary, and somebody who feels like, you know, they didn't have control over the story and they want to start, you know, trying to tell things from their perspective. This felt like Bill Belichick actually being scorned and him trying to get his, you know, he feels like he was done dirty again by Robert Kraft. And I think Kraft might have just been telling the truth to Arthur Blank, and so Belichick has to live with that.
So you think Bill Belichick wanted it out there that his owner of the last 20 years called another owner and said, don't trust this man?
No,
that feels like a weird thing to leak.
No, I think that Belichick probably, I don't know if it was him or people on behalf of him who felt like he's been negatively portrayed, especially in that hiring cycle. I think they wanted to get their side of it out, which is, you know, Kraft had an axe to burn here with Belichick. Their relationship was really bad at the end. That was not a secret. Kraft had called him a pain in the tush. You know, all these things were totally out there. So the fact that Kraft would have gone to Arthur Blank and said he's hard to work with and you probably can't trust that he's not going to want the run of the place, that to me is just Bill Belichick earned that review. That's not, to me, Robert Kraft going out of the way to lie and slander his former coach.
It has nothing to do with what, first of all, it's obviously true. I mean, I can totally believe Bill Belichick not being trustworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think this whole story, I think Kraft looks bad. I think Belichick looks bad. I think the teams that didn't hire Belichick look bad. It's sort of a lose-lose-lose proposition. Like, who comes out of this looking good? Belichick doesn't look good because of the story. I don't know why he would want that out. That his owner's out there saying, don't trust this guy? That's definitely an indictment on Belichick. Makes him seem kind of sleazy.
Well, so here's the thing, right? So now we're talking about Bill Belichick and the story that came out about why he wasn't hired in this cycle, and that Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, had negative things to say about him to the Falcons, and that was the team he was closest maybe to being hired by. I think this does make Belichick look sympathetic. It makes it look like Robert Kraft had the knife out behind his back. It makes it, you know, they go through kind of team by team and all the, what was it, seven teams who were in the hiring cycle and why each one of them passed. And kind of, you could explain it away. Like the Raiders, they had just fired two guys who came from Belichick. Mike Vrabel was one of Belichick's, you know, favorite players. And the Titans couldn't go with another Belichick person. And on and on and on. You know, I think Belichick is turning sympathetic. And when I said get ready for a lot more Bill Belichick in your life, he is going to do the media thing that coaches like Sean Payton and once upon a time John Gruden did to get themselves back and create another market for them where people miss them more when they're in the media. And, you know, because you never get a call wrong. You never get a draft pick wrong when you're sitting in a studio and you're, you know, pontificating about the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the crux of the issue. Why he didn't get hired, because this model where the coach picks all the players is, it's kind of, the NFL, it seems like reading the article, has become like Major League Baseball, where the owners want the GMs to make all the picks, more analytics driven, and Belichick is as old school as they come. The story did repeatedly talk about his failed drafts in the last 10 years. Like, dude has not been picking good players. Nope. And I think that's really scary to owners. Like, they don't want him to come in and, I mean, look at the Patriots roster. It's terrible.
Right.
I think everyone's afraid of that repeated. So I didn't think it was an overly pro-Belichick column. And the other thing about Belichick and the media, oh, my God. People are praising this Pat McAfee interview. I'm not sure Belichick's going to look as good as Sean Payton and John Gruden on behind a mic. I think he's going to be a little stiff. And when I say a little stiff, I mean, it's going to get painful to watch at some points of the season.
Well, I always said when he smiles, it looks like he's looking at the sun, like the solar eclipse that you're not supposed to look at, you know, without the glasses on. I think that people are going to like what he's bringing to the draft coverage because it seems like he is going to pull back the curtain a little bit. Now, it's weird to pull back the curtain on your secrets because... obviously he wants to get back in.
He's not going to pull back anything. What is he going to tell you?
Well, they said they're going to go through and like have, you know, he's going to show you what his draft boards look like and how he sort of, you know, would navigate the first round, the second round. I have no idea if he's really going to give you anything.
I think people are overrating him a little bit. Maybe they're conflating him. Saban's going to be good on TV. We'll see about Belichick. Maybe I'm dead wrong and he becomes the most interesting guy out there. But regardless, though, the story paints a picture who's 72 years old. He turned 72 a couple days ago, coming off two out of the last three losing seasons, really terrible roster. So where is he going to be next year? I feel like there's never been a model where a guy like this has had a second run that's worked. So I understand this article was a big pitch to get him out there again next year. Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, whatever.
Yeah, he's going to just lord over the NFC East this
I feel like the future of it is he's going to become the Giants coach and just fizzle out. I didn't read this story and say, man, wow, this is going to be the beginning of the next run for Bill Belichick. I don't think there's another run in there. Do you?
Well, the article also definitely multiple places said there's a fear that he's only coming back to break Don Shula's record. You know, and that
he only needs
the 15 wins, or I think it's like 15 away from Don Shula's record, and then he's going to be out. Again, I think that Belichick, you know, there's a lot of spin going on here, a lot of spin. And I think Belichick has earned some of these negative reviews. And that's why I don't see him as a sympathetic figure. I'm curious to watch him on TV. I'm curious if he's going to get another job. But to be outraged or to, you know, think that, you know, all of a sudden Belichick was done wrong here, that's just what I could not get behind.
Do you think anyone sees him as a sympathetic character? It's not based on the story, but just in general, I feel like it's impossible for him to get into the sympathetic because of who he is.
Oh, like, I think so, because I think, and I know Pete Bilotti feels the same way about this, that people were crazy to pass on him this time around. And I actually thought so, too. I still think that Belichick can coach.
He's such a jerk, though, that I think everyone believes that, right?
Well, that's true, and that's what I think the bedside manner is definitely hurting him, and he only has himself to blame for that. That's not an invention, you know, that someone came up with, wow, the guy's really a jerk behind the scenes. No, I think he really is hard to work for.
I think the model is people say, oh, teams are stupid for not hiring him, but nobody's like, oh, poor Bill Belichick. I can't say the word that he's been to the media
for
a
while.
No, it started with an A.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But like,
we'll accept either of
those. So it's funny. I understand what you're saying. It totally is true. But I think people came away, wow, teams are stupid for not hiring this completely great football coach who's a terrible person, like bring in the terrible person. I think the key issue here is the trust thing. Like to say that your former coworker is not trustworthy is different than he's not warm and cuddly.
But what if it's true?
Well, what would he not be trustworthy about?
Well, the idea that he was going to play nicely with the other executives, or that he wasn't going to want to say over who, you know, the players that they're picking, or that he's not going to have complete run of plays. I think the other part, too, was about the assistant coaches. And the assistant coaches, he wants to bring his people in. And he says, or someone said in the article, the way that Bill describes why none of his proteges have ever been great head coaches is because he's got a lot of soldiers and not a lot of generals. Ouch. But probably true. And so even if Bill comes in, only stays 2 years, and gets all of his people in the building, you can't just pass the baton to one of his assistants, because that is proven not to be a good transition.
Yeah, I think it intimates that there's something even deeper than that, that there's just a general, like, untrust. That is one thing for Belichick to say, hey, I just want to come in and coach and then do more than that. But this points to, like, something bigger. I'm not sure what that. To me, it probably goes back to Brady Garoppolo, that just Bill is a liar, which is not hard for me to believe. I don't know why. I'm not a huge fan of Bill Belichick's character. He's a heck of a coach. I just feel like this is a lose-lose-lose article. I think that Kraft lost. Yeah. I think Belichick lost. And I think every team that was described in this story took a stray bullet.
They did.
The Eagles, the Panthers.
Oh,
like,
the Panthers took a major stray.
The Commanders.
They can't get through a week. The Panthers cannot get through a week without getting some kind of negative. And the negative for the Panthers, like they need any more, you know, bad assessments, was that their owner, David Tepper, likes to comb through all of the coaching decisions and see how it matches up with the data. And they said that wouldn't fly with Belichick.
Oh, you don't think?
Yeah. That partnership would last maybe about 2 weeks.
Right, and that's why I think any Panthers fan, like, yes, bring in Belichick so he could shut this owner out of the process. Commanders were pretty much the same thing. They're like, nah, we think we have a better way to run it. And they do not have a track record. Meanwhile, should I be excited about Belichick being out there now for my Eagles? They were the first team mentioned.
They were. They were mentioned. Cowboys were mentioned. I think the Cowboys is the one to keep the eye on. And I know that Jerry's been super loyal to coaches, but McCarthy's in the lame duck season.
Right, but I mean, Belichick is coming from the most broken roster in the NFL. He's going to, next year's Cowboys roster might be ugly.
Well, let's see. I mean, if you bring back CeeDee Lamb, you have Micah Parsons. I don't think the roster is that bad. You got to figure out what you're doing at quarterback, which is not a small thing.
I don't know. I think there's holes everywhere. I think they have a lot. They're looking forward to a real bleak future unless something turns around, because Dak's money is going to take up with the salary cap next year. Where are they going to get all the help on the interior of the line, all the linebackers? I don't see Dallas as a great spot for Bill Belichick. It's not an ascending roster right now.
Interesting. I think that's the number one place he should go would be the Dallas Cowboys.
He's going to go from Mac Jones to who? Cooper Rush is the quarterback next year?
No, I think the Cowboys are going to do something to address quarterback this year. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be in the first round, but they're going to have someone. They do have Trey Lance in the building. I mean, he was always something, but who knows? I think they're going to do something to address quarterback, I would guess. And as far as like interior linemen and linebackers, I mean, they can find those guys in the draft.
Right. We'll see. They sure aren't finding
them
so far.
They've drafted awesome offensive lines for years now.
Yeah, they got old. And they're getting older.
No, now they have young guys too. It's a mix. I'm not worried about that for the Cowboys, but that's where I would think Belichick would go. Question for you, is he a sympathetic guy? Do you want Bill Belichick? He's going to be coaching somewhere next year, do you not? I think the media stuff is going to help him get back into the game quickly, just like it did for Sean Payton.
Yeah, I mean, the question is where. Like, can he get on a good team? Because I think there's a good chance that he tries to get these 15 wins. He might have trouble. If he goes to the Giants, for example, with no quarterback there, he might have trouble getting that 15 wins. What is it, 15?
I think it's about 15 to get to Shula.
I mean, he's looking at the three teams listed. The Eagles are in good shape, but the Cowboys and Giants, I feel like that's real dicey. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't think Belichick's going to come in and win another Super Bowl. I really don't. I don't even think that's a hot take, right?
Dick Vermeil did it.
Dick Vermeil did it. It was a different time, a different situation. Also, he was way younger than Belichick when he took over.
That's fair. Okay, we've got a lot more to do. You're welcome to weigh in on Belichick, and I think he is most likely to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And the other reason for that is just you never have to worry about a dicey personnel situation. There's nobody who's kicking Steven and Jerry off the top spot in terms of picking players, in terms of how the team's going to be crafted. It's not even an issue. You don't have to worry about backstabbing and, you know, being nefarious or not working well with others, because if you don't work well with Jerry and Steven, that's it. You don't have a job. So,
by the way, Vermeil was 61 when he came back to the Rams.
Bury him.
Not 73. That being said, Mike McCarthy, I don't understand how Bill Belichick's going to be the head coach when Mike McCarthy has five more years there in Dallas.
He's getting extended.
I feel like if Jason Garrett could go 8-8 and stay there for 16 years, Mike McCarthy at 12-5. Yeah, that is a relationship that's not going to die as easily as you think, Maggie.
That's fair. 855-212-4227. All right, you're welcome to weigh in on Bill Belichick. And again, he's going to be in our lives, guys, a lot. All up and down the draft coverage. Apparently he's never had a cup of coffee. Here's a question for you. I know we got to go to break. If you've never had a cup of coffee, but you're an avid tea drinker, same thing, guys. It's the same thing.
Wait, is he an avid tea drinker?
Well, that's what McAfee said yesterday. It's like he drinks tea and other things. It's the same. You're drinking a hot beverage that has caffeine in it.
Nah, tea doesn't do the job.
Well, there's like, I'll agree with you there.
Does it for me.
See, you're a tea drinker?
Yeah.
I think if he's like, I've never had a cup of coffee, I'm strictly doing Mountain Dew Sport, I'd be like, oh, geez, coach, that's an EJ special. You know, those are two very different beverages. If he's like, I'm just a Red Bull only guy. But if you're doing coffee and tea, what's the difference?
Well, so here's the difference, though. Do you think he's drinking tea at like 2 a.m. crushing tape? I don't think so. I think he's not drinking anything.
You guys ever?
I feel like tea is like a morning thing. Yeah. Like coffee, you guys ever drink at any time?
Gone cold turkey on caffeine. Have you ever tried it? I did it once, and you get completely used to not having it. It's like sugar.
Can't do it on this show.
No. So it took about it was a week of severe pain because I'm a huge coffee addict. But I was like, I got to cut this out. So I went a week without it. Then I didn't need it.
How bad were the headaches?
It actually wasn't headaches. It was just exhaustion. But it was literally like for 2 months I didn't do coffee. I don't know. I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, why'd you get back on the wagon?
Got back on the wagon. You know, somebody just like offered me the black stuff. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I got to do it.
Yeah, it's funny. You were snorting the grounds.
I've seen the average cup of coffee is 100 milligrams of caffeine, 8 ounces, where 8 ounces of tea has 50 milligrams. I understand what you're saying because your body adjusts to whatever it is. But I agree with EJ. There's no way. Like, it's 2 o'clock in Foxborough. There's no tea. No one drinks tea in the exactly. middle of the night. That's weird.
So what do you think is getting them through these film studies?
I think
M&M's or something? It's got to be something. No one can just sit there and crunch film twiddling their thumbs. You got to have something there.
I mean, he is such a football nut. Like, yeah. he might not need much at 2 a.m.
He just sits there in a room?
I think it's a little bit like our... I won't say it, a certain politician. Like, certain people have some crazy juice going where they don't need caffeine, and Bill Belichick's totally crazy. So I think they're fueled by something. Yeah, they're fueled by something. Yeah. I don't even know what it is. It's some magical thing. Whatever Belichick's got, first of all, I don't want any of that, but no, I don't think he's normal.
I will take a guess. I think he's on the on a bike or on
all the time.
Or on a treadmill.
Watching tape. Film. That's my trick.
But late at night, you know, you can't work out too late at night because your blood, you know, you can't fall asleep right after you run. Yeah. I think that's where he got his energy. Isn't that his famous thing, being on a bike or a treadmill?
No, you're right. Bilotti may have cracked the code.
Because there was some NFL films did a couple things on him, and you would see him in the dark on a bike watching the next week's film or the next 2 weeks of film.
But a lot of that was the Giants, right? Like, that's his famous thing. Like,
everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 73. Is he still doing that? Who knows?
Probably routines. A lot of time it's routines. If you get out of routine, you know, it throws you off.
He's pretty fit for a 72, 73-year-old. Like, he looks good. So yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if he was still on that kind of regimen.
Man, I'm on the Belichick regimen.
Do you guys know
I walked during the first half of NFL games.
My uncle went to college with Bill Belichick.
Really?
Yes. My uncle, who's since passed, he said, he was a sourpuss then, and he's a sourpuss now. Okay. He was a sourpuss going back to his lacrosse and football days at Wesleyan. Not a bad guy, but he said he was always like, meh.
Can I ask you a question? Is this the same uncle that joined a cult? Famous cult?
Nope.
That's a different uncle?
No. Yeah. This. I think their ages didn't really match up. Belichick's a lot younger. I don't think Belichick would have been young enough to join the cult.
Oh. We'll get into that story at some point. It's a great story. That if you don't know Perloff's story, you probably watched the documentary on this cult, not knowing that we're 1 degree away.
Nice.
It's funny. I bring up that Wild Wild West. I don't think everyone's seen that documentary.
Oh, really? It got really famous, though, on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, like, Pete, you have no idea who the Bhagwan is, do you?
You know the Bhagwan?
Who?
No. Yeah.
We'll introduce you.
Is it a one-hit wonder band?
Yeah, they sing
Pete would have been great. Pete, you would have been great in a cult, dude.
Pete would be a good...
He'd be a star in a cult.
Oh, way.
What qualities does Pete have to make him good cult material? Oh, I'll tell you. He still supports really crappy sports teams with no questioning at all about the future or anything like that. You are loyal, man.
I am loyal. So if there's a cult with that, maybe.
If you see a purpose, you will be loyal to that purpose to the end of time.
Oh, yeah.
He could be a cult leader.
That's what I was thinking. I think more cult leader.
He looks like a
cult
leader, yeah.
What's the pay?
I don't know about the pay, but the perks, I think, are pretty good.
Oh, the perks?
As long as you can stay out of jail. 855-212-4227. That went off the rails. Belichick. Another cult leader. Belichick. Yeah.
That I could see.
Yeah, we can see. All right, coming up. Who around here has some bragging rights today? We get to that next.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. You know, every great game has a name, right? Last night's game, my Sixers, beat the Miami Heat. It's got to be the free chicken game, right? Have you ever seen a group of people more excited for free chicken in your life? The Sixers have a promo. If an opponent misses 2 free throws, then everyone gets a free Chick-fil-A sandwich the next day. Caleb Martin, brick. They basically stopped the game as if somebody had just set an all-time record. It was a monument. Mike Breen was into it. Sixers, from that point on, went on a massive run and won the game.
Didn't Boban just do this the other day for the crowd in L.A.?
Was it the exact same promo?
Yeah, he missed the free throw, so everybody got chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But it just made me hungry for Chick-fil-A. I think that's more exciting than the Sixers' future prospects, because it basically was Joel Embiid limping up and down the court versus Jimmy Butler limping up and down the court.
Yep.
And then you got Giannis limping up and down the court. This is all, if the Celtics can't get to the finals this year, then what are they doing?
Well, this is it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to win when they get to the finals. They've been there before and they've lost, but you've basically got the professional sports version of the red carpet. No disrespect to the Knicks.
Also injured.
But, yeah, Knicks are also injured. There's just so many flawed teams. You know, Giannis and his health with the Bucks. Like, there's just nobody is right. So if the Celtics can't cruise to the finals this year, I don't know if they'll ever be able to.
It is the easiest path. I mean, I think the Knicks, EJ's Knicks, are the only team that stands in their way, really.
I agree.
But even that being said, the West, I think there are 8 teams in the West who are better than every other team in the East. So it's going to be ugly. But feeling the Sixers, our new boss, by the way.
Ryan Hurley, yeah.
Huge Knicks fan.
Yep.
He is, but he's built like us, Maggie. He's a nervous Knicks fan. He assumes the worst thing is going to happen at all times.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, EJ is more of a confident. He always fights. He has not been burned as much as we have. Like
he just had a lot of years of just really unlikable, unwatchable, fun teams, and now they're fun,
which is good though, because he doesn't know disappointment, because they actually, like, you know, disappointment really well as a Bills. I know disappointment as a Philadelphia sports fan. EJ has a glimmer of optimism. I'm glad
keep
our
it
new,
EJ
yeah God, I'm so glad
hold
our
on
new,
to it
our new boss is beaten down by years of defeat. That's
and long commutes, like, yeah, he's got it all.
Yeah. My sports fans,
we like
friends
this guy.
I want them to assume the worst is going to happen at all times. That's why I like you, Maggie.
Yeah.
Like, you during a Bills week, you're not talking trash, you're just like, this is, you basically want to hide, you're so scared it's all going to go bad.
I mean accurate. We were talking about Bill Belichick. New article drops on ESPN, basically says that Robert Kraft shivved him, you know, to the Atlanta Falcons, said he was not trustworthy, shouldn't hire him. Matt is in Massachusetts. The article said a lot of other things, too. But Matt wants to weigh in from Patriots country. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Oh, I'm lovely, Maggie. I got to tell you, and by the way, good morning, Andrew. Here's the thing that just cracks me up about this whole thing. This is clearly Robert Kraft deflecting all the blame to Belichick for the way that everything has just gone completely sideways. Mm-hmm. And for the record, I was one of the many that said Belichick had to go. Having said that, how about taking accountability, Robert Kraft, for once in your freaking life? Just take accountability.
How's Kraft respond? He gave the whole keys to the kingdom to Belichick. What more is he supposed to do?
Well, here's the thing, Mackie. He's got to sign off on letting Brady walk out the door for nothing.
Listen.
After Belichick said, hey, we can win with another quarterback.
Okay,
we can win. Kraft's got to sign off on it.
I know, but that's the thing. That's why I think Robert Kraft is not right here. He doesn't, like, here's the thing. I don't think that Bill Belichick, pardon me, has a right to be mad at Kraft. Kraft chose him over Brady. What more do you want? He chose him over Brady when there was a fork in the road
they
and
know.
He took the coach.
That's my point, Maggie.
He made the wrong choice. Well,
no, he did. He completely did. And, you know, this is what happens, Maggie, when you got a meddling owner. You got a meddling owner. It's just like, oh, I want things done my way now. My team again. It's like, okay, you want your team.
Here
it is, Robert.
Matt, he wants the team back after 24 years of letting Belichick run the place.
Yeah. By the way, one quick thing I just wanted to mention. I'm completely with you guys on the Celtics. If they don't get out of the East this year, I want to volunteer bringing in the biggest giant moving truck and just saying, load them up, load them up, one more time, please, load them up, because they can't win it this year, then they're not winning it any other year.
Matt, solid call. Glad he checked in. I mean, we'll disagree about the Belichick-Kraft thing probably till the end of time. Yeah, I mean, I think Kraft has to feel like he got burned because he chose Brady so many times, and then in the moment when he really needed to choose Brady again, he didn't.
Yeah.
But do you think you were really keeping Brady and starting over with a new head coach?
No, that would have been hard. That's a great point. How do you fire Belichick? You had to get rid of one of them. That being said, I don't think Kraft is getting another ring. I mean, I think that's I feel like the Patriots might be. I kind of agree with what Matt's sentiment is. They might be a perennial top 5 pick team for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, listen, it's hard after you've done all that winning and now you got to move on from the quarterback and the coach. You're going to go through some lean times. I mean, that's probably to be expected. I'm not saying you should accept it as a Patriots fan, but you can't be that shocked. You know, the other part of it, Like, that's just the reality of professional sports. You were on the mountaintop for so long. Here's the other part we learned in that article. Kraft wanted to get rid of Belichick after 2022.
Yeah, that would have been a better move because last year was terrible.
Exactly. So, and his son talked him out of it. But it's not like he's making, to me, Kraft isn't making these egregious mistakes. He's making, you can see the logic behind all of this. You go with the coach over the player who's in his mid-40s. You know, you keep the coach one more time as like a loyalty thing. These are things that are not, that's not like stretching the imagination. He would make these decisions.
Yeah, totally. I mean, honestly, I would hope for Patriots fans that they sort of have a clean break. They just get rid of all this energy. Like, let's move on. Let Elliott Wolf run the team, see what they do. They might get a star quarterback this draft. Like, this all feels kind of ugly. Like, I want maybe this. The best thing that could happen for Patriots fans is this article is the end.
Well, the other part is, if you're a Patriots fan, it seems like, and I know all these guys got rich and famous off of winning, but man, the Patriots fan really got the best part of this, because it seems like behind the scenes, this was an awful situation. And maybe that's the way it's being painted now, but nobody liked each other, totally dysfunctional, head coach and quarterback going at it, head coach and owner going at it, you know, factions being lines drawn in the sand, people fighting for credit, leaking things to the media. The fans really got the best part. They got the winning and didn't really have to deal with any of the drama. It seems like inside the building, winning was such a burden. And it just seemed like everything was so hard. And maybe that's just the way it gets painted now.
I would also say the fact that 70% of the sports media comes from Boston does not help the situation. If this all happened somewhere away, you know, Boston has pretty much every reporter at ESPN has some Boston connection. So I think it is also a very well-covered team. They can't hide in New England.
Well, that kind of success you're going to get.
Yeah, if they were in Charlotte or if they were in somewhere in the Midwest or Indianapolis, I don't think the scrutiny would be the same. I mean, you know about the Boston media.
Yeah, but I think the Dallas Cowboys dynasty got scrutinized. I think the Golden State Warriors dynasty has gotten scrutinized. I think we'll get there with the Chiefs.
I don't think we'll ever get there with the Chiefs. I mean, you think Andy Reid lets this stuff go on? No way.
There's a lot of dirt, I think, probably with the Chiefs. I think there's dirt everywhere.
No, I don't think so. I think it's really, this is all Boston-y kind of stuff. It doesn't feel, I mean, listen, there's a lot of energy around Boston, too. Like, they're, do you know what I mean? Or maybe I'm totally off. Like, I feel like this is inevitable. It's kind of like when Northwestern has a scandal. Yeah, you want to be really careful when you have the greatest journalism department in the country around you.
Like, the student paper brought down football coach.
Basically, you don't really want to mess around when you got the Boston Globe sitting right over your corner. I just think that, like, this is a lot of, like, Patriots energy. I'm not sure how we got on this topic, but I feel like, you know, this is a team that's going to be picked apart forever, regardless. How many documentaries have there been already? There's Tom versus Time. There's the Patriot. There's been like three documentaries, 17 books. It's going to be picked apart forever. But that being said, it's time to move on. It's time to start over. Hopefully, they'll get Jaden Daniels, a quarterback. This could this all work out?
We'll see. Andrew Bogus is here with headlines. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Those headlines sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. So call or click today and find out if we can save you hundreds on your car insurance. If you score a career-high 42 points in a game whose stats don't count, did you actually score a career-high 42 points? I'm asking you, Coby White.
Coby, open right elbow three. Bam! That's a 40 bag for Coby White.
It's a what?
124, 102 Bulls.
Fair question on Bulls Radio. The 40 bag came in a 131-116 rout of the Hawks in the 9-10 game of the East play-in. White's previous career best was just 37.
I didn't come into the game saying like I was going to put the team or whatever, but I just wanted to be aggressive and take what the defense gave me and, you know, just try to lead. Coming to the games, I just want to impact winning on both ends of the ball, and that's what I focus on. And then just tonight, like I just was aggressive, and you know, things was going my way.
The Bulls will need more points tomorrow night when they and the Heat decide the 8th seed in Miami. The Heat losing the 7-8 game in Philly last night, 105-104, despite a 13-point lead. Their head coach, Eric Spoelstra.
We will do this the hard way. That has to be the path, you know, right now. We're going to rest up, treat up, rally around each other, get ready for Friday. And again, embrace these competitive games.
And get ready to go home up.
And hopefully they'll have Jimmy Butler on Friday. He played this entire game, finishing with 19 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. But he hurt his right knee in the first half. Butler will have an MRI today with the team, reportedly worried about his MCL.
I'm sorry, I have a question here. You're right about the stats don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So what happens
to this? Just goes into the...
It just goes into the ether.
Because, like, I'm looking at the game logs here on Basketball Reference, which is a popular website that people use for stats. Like, even LeBron's game against the Pelicans the other day.
Yeah.
It's just not here.
No, it's like... It's like purgatory. It's not a regular season game. It's not a postseason game. It just happens, and then it's gone.
So it doesn't count for your point. It's not a postseason game.
Nope.
It doesn't count for your minutes, points, any career numbers.
No. Nope.
What are we doing?
Trae Young also is the most dominant. Like, he's the historic playing guy, right?
Until last night.
Yeah, that was wrong. He was 3-0 heading into last night's game. I think, and his stats were crazy. But by the way,
they got to fix that.
You guys do not think the Heat are going home. Do you really think that they're not going to beat the Bulls?
No, Pete said that.
Oh, Jimmy Butler not being there? I think that he's, has a big...
He's going to play, isn't he?
They don't know.
MCL injury?
He was out there the entire game. You're telling me Jimmy Butler is the ultimate gamer. He will be there.
All right, fine.
The
but
Heat are,
still, he's hurt.
Yeah, but so is Alex Caruso. He's already out. Right. So
I agree with Pete.
I would trade Caruso for Butler in a heartbeat. If I got to play a game where Caruso hurt and Butler's hurt... the Bulls, I'll take my chances.
Well, I think Butler's going to be on the court. I can't imagine that he could play the entire game after that, and then he's going to go away.
Well, there's adrenaline that helps you get through a game. And I was surprised at how decent he was playing, but he did not sound all that optimistic in the postgame about how he felt.
Mm.
So I wonder if adrenaline gets you through that game, but then day of soreness, trying to get right, like, by the time you get to Friday, maybe you feel entirely different.
Do you guys notice he had the same injury as me, MCL? I skied down the mountain, and then I couldn't walk for a week. So maybe you're right.
A week? I mean,
but don't underestimate Jimmy Butler on one leg is going to beat the Bulls. I'm telling you, that guy is the toughest dude on planet Earth. He is the best playoff player. Even last night, thank God he got hurt. The Heat win that game by 25 points.
They were looking real good.
Yeah.
They were up by 12 at halftime. Right?
I would make a bet here, but I am not rooting for the Heat or the Bulls.
Yes.
It'd be hard for that. You.
One other NBA note. It's Chris Paul after a fairly nondescript season with the Warriors. CP3 says he wants to play another one. Next year will be his 20th in the league. The question is, where will he be playing? He has a non-guaranteed $30 million salary for next season, and the Warriors want to get under the luxury tax threshold. They are currently $2 million over it with that Klay Thompson decision pending as well.
So this is going to be like Vince Carter or one of those guys like, I didn't even know they were still in the league. It's going to be like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It felt like that already. I mean, every time I put a Warriors game on, I was like, all right, Chris Paul's on the Warriors. All right, Chris Paul's on the Warriors.
Is he going to go into the Hall of Fame with a Warriors jersey? Like, how does this Warriors stint rank in his all-time?
I think, don't you have at some point after retire to even go into the Hall of Fame? I don't know.
Great question.
If we're going to be there for a while.
That was just a sad experiment. I'm sorry. Chris Paul as a Warrior did not do anything for me.
Here's the thing. He wants to keep playing, I'm sure, but also he wants to win a title. But at this point, are you going to get any credit? Does Gary Payton get any love for the title he won in Miami? I bet most people don't even know that.
They don't know that he was there. Was it the problem? But that's the title he's going to have to try to get. He's not going to be some
starter. It's not going to mean as much.
He's not going to be a starter on a team that wins a championship at this point.
Well, you know, I don't even give Peyton Manning credit for that Super Bowl. You think I'm giving Gary Payton credit for Miami? I'm a big believer. No credit to a glom on end of career.
Perloff doesn't give any credit to Peyton Manning because he played in the AFC South.
Well, like, I mean,
you had
expansion
teams. And that was easy.
You could not possibly say that was a Peyton Manning Super Bowl when the dude threw 9 touchdowns and 17 picks in the year 2015. He would, and Gary Payton, the same thing. No, I'm not giving Chris Paul anything here.
The Boston Red Sox beat the Guardians last night 2-0 at Fenway in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. That is the quickest game in the majors since June of 2010. When Armando Galarraga kind of pitched a perfect game. Last night, Boston's Tanner Houck threw just a complete game shutout.
You probably get one, maybe two of these a season if you're lucky. to where you just go out there and you feel like you can do no wrong.
Hauk allowed just three hits, no walks, while striking out nine. And Iowa has kind of found Caitlin Clark's replacement. Villanova guard Lucy Olsen is transferring to Iowa. She averaged 23.3 points a game this past season. Only Clark and Juju Watkins scored more. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you so much. Coming up, we check in on our favorite college football head coach. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, Infinity Sports Note. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kid at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Check in on Dion. Busy day in the portal, Perloff, and going the wrong direction, losing talent in the portal for Colorado. And the headliner was Cormani McClain, who is a five-star corner who was on the Buffaloes last year. Didn't contribute a ton last year, but again, the five-star, and he has entered the portal. Also, starting offensive lineman Savion Washington, who is the 6'8 sort of standout guy, started 10 games at right tackle. He has also hit the portal. This doesn't mean these guys can't come back to Colorado, by the way. You can hit the portal and you can always come back. But we thought it was an interesting tactic in recruiting that the coaching staff and by extension Dion's kids are using to try to lure talent to Colorado. Was this on Instagram, EJ? Was it TikTok?
Yes. Instagram stories.
Instagram stories. And it was Shiloh, who's the linebacker, right?
Safety.
Safety linebacker. Yeah, safety. And he said, if you're a defensive player and you want to come to Buffalo, to Colorado, send me a DM. If you're an offensive player, hit my brother Shador in the DMs. And that's how they're getting guys, just outright recruiting on social media. It's a unique tactic.
Love it. I mean, this is a unique school, right? I mean, Dion came in and said, you're all fired, basically, yeah, to his team. Yeah, it's funny. Why not, right? Listen, I'm obviously an old, but it just seemed like it's kind of a way to recruit young players via social media. And I think we all know, like, basically players recruit other players, right? Like, if you were on the Elite 11 circuit, you're going to get your guy. Well, I guess that's all quarterbacks. But generally, though, is this just more nakedly what actually always happens with the transfer
portal? It mirrors
portal?
The pros, I think, a little bit more about guys want to team up together and using, you know.
Oh, you don't think that the college guys are like, you got to come over here from Florida? Because they're all friends, I assume.
I just think it's funny that it's instead of, you know, just instead of going to the coaching staff, instead of going to one of the assistant coaches, like, no, just DM me directly. I'll get you to the right people. DM the starting quarterback of the team and we'll get you to the right spot.
I love it. I think this is good. By the way, the guys Dion lost, like, he lost an offensive lineman. You saw that offensive line last year. Good riddance.
This was one of the good ones.
Well, I know that they want to have five new starters next year anyway, and they brought in five. They already in the last transfer portal window, they brought in five new starters. So I don't really that does not bother me. This is Deion. He's going to lose a lot of players and bring in a lot of players. So I like it. I kind of think this is kind of cool that Shador and Shiloh are the recruiting heads. They're old too. Like they're 20, 22, 23. Why not?
Use what you've got.
Yeah.
There you go. That's your daily Deion for today. EJ, you didn't love this.
I could not disagree more with Perloff. This is a clown show. Let's be clown show.
Okay? Well, it's always been a clown show, but it kind of worked last year.
Well, they won four games.
They went from how many wins to four games?
One win.
So that's a three-game improvement with a new team.
The conference record was about the same. When they played against teams in their conference, they got smoked.
They somehow beat TCU and Nebraska.
Those teams suck.
I mean, still, that's way better than they were the year before.
I don't know how we could look at that season and say that that was a success given how it ended. And I'm sorry, I know, yes, in the NFL, NBA, you see guys recruiting certain players. We don't have a soliciting DM saying, hey, if you think you're good, just DM
my brother,
the quarterback, or DM me. Like, you're supposed to have a scouting department. Like, schools take this seriously. It's not just like, oh, we're just going to just, anybody want to come over, just give us a call, whatever. Like, there are teams that are targeting players all throughout the season. All we've heard about is complaints about people recruiting players during the season.
Well, what I think is interesting about this is someone going to actually DM Shiloh or Shador Sanders, who would not have already been on Colorado's radar? Are you all of a sudden going to get some guy who's just out of nowhere? Maybe then, if it's someone who's really out of the radar, but off the radar. But again, I think the Colorado staff has to have a pretty good sense of what's going on. Here's what I'll disagree with you. I think a lot of people did see Colorado year one as a success. Yeah. I know the four wins but look at what happened. I mean, it was a phenomenon. It was one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest, through the fall. And you know, Deion kind of put Colorado back on the map. So yeah, the win total wasn't very high, but this is why year two to me is so important, because you have Shador coming back. So you've got your quarterback. You've got Deion year two on the, FBS level, and you have expectations.
Yeah, you're in the Big 12 now, which is a lot easier than that crazy Pac. The Pac 12 last year was amazing. I don't know how it happened. In their final year, they had all the good players. Yeah. So I think the schedule is going to get way easier. I think he's going to maybe have a winning record this year. So maybe. Maybe that doesn't fit. Is 8-6 or whatever, I don't know how many games they play, would that be a success or no? It depends where you put the bar for Deion. I know Deion talks championship.
Yeah.
But if he could go from 4 wins to 8 wins, is that good or is that not enough with Shador Sanders?
And I think they've got to keep up. Like, I don't know if you're going to be able to match the whirlwind publicity of The Rock being there and all rap stars and actors and all that stuff coming to the games. But, to continue to grow and make it an event to be at Buffalo games is another part of this. And now you're going to have to win to do that. So, yeah, I think 8 wins, if you double your win total from a year ago. Now, granted, you do have one of the best quarterbacks in the entire sport.
Right. If they can't get 8 wins with Shador, what's going to happen next year? But I think this what you're calling a circus is the new thing. I don't know. I think there's a method to this madness. Maybe I'm totally naive here. But we're all going to watch it. You can say what you want, EJ. You are definitely going to watch that team.
I'll be watching.
I didn't watch them. They were on that 6-game losing streak. I'll tell you that much.
Coming up, major change in the NBA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.